This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper urged world leaders Saturday to wake up to China's efforts to influence world affairs, maintaining the most populous country plans to achieve its goals by any means necessary. VOA's Henry Ridgewell tells us while there was much focus on China at the Munich Security Conference, where Esper made the comments, there were other discussions at major topics.
Details of a sideline meeting between Secretary Pompeo and Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov were not published. Tehran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said his country was ready for talks.
It's not about opening talks with the United States. It's about bringing the United States back to the negotiating table that is already there.
The Munich conference is packed with military top brass. Analysts warn that defense capabilities must adapt to modern threats. Conflicts in Ukraine, the Middle East, and Afghanistan were high on the agenda. But it is China that has found itself at the center of attention.
And AP's Ben Thomas tells us more about the U.S.-Taliban truce.
Intense effort.
Very promising.
The proposal would see a seven-day halt to Taliban attacks, then the signing of a U.S.-Taliban peace deal. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the deal means taking some risk, but...
A peace deal that would involve, very soon afterward, an inter-Afghan negotiation.
Esper spoke with Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani on Friday and says he's on board.
He wants to be clearly a full partner in that and wants to lead on that and make sure that all Afghans come together, are well representative, and can come up with an agreement that would endure.
All Afghan peace talks would begin within 10 days of a deal, with a phased withdrawal of U.S. forces over 18 months. Ben Thomas, Washington.
You can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China's National Health Commission said Sunday that 139 more people have died from the coronavirus, bringing the death toll to more than 1,650. The commission also confirmed another 1,843 new virus cases. However, that represents a drop from higher numbers in recent days. Meanwhile, Reuters correspondent Adam Reed reports the United States and Japan are working to evacuate U.S. citizens from a cruise ship in Yokohama.
Speaking at the Munich Security Conference, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the epidemic remains an unpredictable threat.
Let me be clear. It's impossible to predict which direction this epidemic will take.
That comes as Japan and the U.S. are coordinating the return of around 400 American citizens aboard the Diamond Princess cruise ship, still quarantined in Yokohama. They will enter another 14-day period of quarantine once they return home to ensure the virus doesn't spread. Japan's health minister said the return of the passengers to the United States will make it easier to care for the 285 confirmed coronavirus cases on board.
That is Reuters' Adam Reed reporting. A bus carrying Ecuadorian football fans plunged into a ravine Saturday while heading from a game in Peru, killing at least eight. The bus, which had left from Lima, fell 15 meters from a stretch of the Pan-American Highway in northern Peru, and the impact of the fall ripped away its roof. Nearly 40 people were injured. The bus was carrying supporters of a team which played the Peruvian side, and on Thursday in Lima, the Ecuadorian president, Lenin Moreno, expressed his condolences on Twitter and pledged government help for the injured and families of the deceased. The United Nations says that at least 31 civilians were killed in northwestern Yemen in retaliatory airstrikes from the Saudi-led coalition fighting Houthi rebels in the country. A cargo ship rocketed toward the International Space Station Saturday and carrying candy and cheese to satisfy the astronauts' cravings there. Northrop Grumman launched its Cygnus capsule from the Virginia seashore. The nearly four-ton shipment should arrive at the orbiting lab as of Tuesday. And again, a bus carrying Ecuadorian football fans plunged into a ravine Saturday. At least eight people were killed, and the bus had left from Lima and fell about 50 feet from a stretch along the Pan-American Highway in northern Peru. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.